This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This could be the start of something big, really big. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with, I was going to call you Ms. Big. Would be okay.
It sounds like such a, my mind goes to Sex and the City of Mr. Big.
Ah, right, exactly. And Chris knows, there's another example of someone who got railroaded. Has name one piece of evidence that's borne out that he did what they accused him of doing. Have you heard one thing? Seen one thing? No. Nothing. Anywhere. And yet the guy's career was ruined. So we've got a lot of splaining to do when it comes to actually figuring out what our priorities are in this world. We've got a lot of crazy things, a lot of crazy people. That doesn't take away from the people who have been legitimately hurt by the actions of others. But I just think that it's too much, what do they call it, like speak. I think that's what it is. You go along to get along and somebody says, yeah, that must be true. Well, you don't know that it's true.
Well, but I also think that there is a behavior once upon a time that was never acceptable.
Yes.
Behavior, but it was accepted by society, like
I
men hurting women on a regular basis,
Yeah. Even
in crowded areas. And
Yep. It
is just absolutely not allowed. And
has anybody ever done it to you?
Assault. They've tried. I grew up in a
slap
time where I was already aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would usually be at crowded bars or nightclubs or whatever.
Yeah.
And when you think about women go to the bathroom in groups, it's for protection. It's not because we just want to
hang out in
the bathroom.
That's very interesting.
Even my own husband, there'd be times where we were out and I was like, Brian, I have to use the restroom. Come with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he would follow me. He would stand behind me and walk closely so nobody could get me from behind. And I'd have my purse in front of me so nobody could get me from the front, like always kind of ready to defend yourself. And it's a sad society that women
what
have to do that.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
It is not as it's not as normal, quote unquote, today as it was back then. And then even before when it was just, a man
one of those
a
things.
Certain, of a certain job or position.
Oh, I know it happened. Oh, yeah. I never went to bars. I must have missed out on a whole thing. I never, as an adult, never went to bars.
I think a lot of people, think of a sexual assault as it's rape or it's not rape.
Starts.
And that's not it. Assault doesn't always have to be rape.
Yeah. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader. With all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates, how do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There's so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy in the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
Worst critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I. That's part of my. If you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm. And I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes there's a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And it's,
oh, and they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick and he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The 4 years I was there. And I really only I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Well, yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so,
and that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing, because people are watching everywhere around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. There, everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. All right, so let's see here. The second private plane dropped off 20 Latin American migrants in Sacramento this week. The governor of California, Mr. Newsom, blamed Ron DeSantis for these flights. Huh? What do you mean? So instead of going to Florida, this guy is saying, Newsom is saying DeSantis sent them to California? Huh?
the power he yields.
What? These people are nuts. They really are. DeSantis is not a good leader. Newsom is not a good leader. How come all the... I thought the best cream, the cream of the crop, was supposed to go to the top, right? So how come these guys are the cream of the crop? There's no cream there at all. It's not even... They even got 1% butterfat, never mind cream. They're hard, both of them. It's all about them. Instead of, that's why I go back to what I said about leadership. You know, of the people who are running, is there a good leader among them? Many of you who are dyed-in-the-wool Trump fans will say, oh, yeah, he's just like, that's all that stuff. No, he doesn't do. He's not doing all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of
well,
Trump.
Well, in the list, the desire to win. At what cost? Yes,
yeah.
Winning is great, but sometimes you need to do what's right, and that doesn't coincide with winning.
Correctamundo. Anyway, Trump's lawyers have met with the special counsel investigating the Mar-a-Lago documents. You know, that stuff, a lot of the stuff that he had, he was supposed to have, or he could have, under whatever agreements presidents have. They have stuff they can keep for a year, and I don't know. And what I heard over the weekend, and I'd forgotten it if I knew it, was that the people working with Trump are the ones who told the feds that they had the documents, that there was Trump, you know, they agreed to give them back to the government, almost as if they were finished with them, and now you're going to have them back again. And instead, the government sends in FBI guys in the middle of the night to raid Mar-a-Lago. What is that all about? What's that statement? I don't know. I just find this old, the political polarization because of this stuff leading to gridlock everywhere. And it's time we wake up, I think. Speaking of that, James, you had jury duty yesterday, right?
Actually, no.
Oh.
That is a long story. I got there, and they said that it's canceled. So I drove an hour and a half for nothing. I know, very anticlimactic.
And what do they give you for your trouble?
I didn't get anything. I was very upset. It was like, wow. Jen has been saying, they have no respect for our time whatsoever. It's
well,
really,
that's true. I think that's true. The recent Good Day Download has a focus on Jennifer and her jury duty. If you want to listen to that, get it at gooddayshow.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Social media time, what's trending? Well, first, some birthdays, Jay. Listeners to the program, including Paul Kelly, Brad Hyland, Mike Friedberg, Mark Sweeney, Paul Kelly. Where the heck are the women? I don't see any women. Where are the women? Where are the women? Let's see. Oh, here was Stephanie Nicole. Has a birthday today. Okay, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Dun, 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 dun. All right, let's go to our various sources of input, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, to find out what it is that people are thinking about. Either we have posted, sometimes it's pictures, sometimes it's things about the farm, sometimes about us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jay does a great job of posting questions that are kind of what ifs. And so the other day I posted, I don't know whether you, I think you passed this along, the picture of a Hearst with the sign on the back. There's a couple of feet hanging out in the window. And underneath the window it says, still texting and driving. See you soon.
Yeah, oh, that's right? Such a sad reality. There are still so many people who drive distracted, whether it is texting or still fumbling with the device or anything. You see this in L.A. a lot where people are running lines and rehearsing on the way to an audition where they straight up have the paper in front of them.
Yeah. One of the responses to that came from Colleen Silva, or Colleen. Sadly, she says, just as many innocent people are taken out by other people making poor choices. That is so, that's what you're saying. There are people who are innocent, just completely innocent of this.
Or we've seen this with texting and walking even, where I think most places now it is illegal to text and drive or to be on your device. It's all like hands-free stuff, but you still see this a lot of times where people are walking and they are not looking up and they just walk right into a street.
All right, help me with this. Will you please help me? There's an old song from the Beach Boys. Help Miranda. Help Miranda. So this is help me, Jay. Help me, Jay. So there's a page on the Good Day Facebook page that has just names of people who mention me in a comment. Why is that? What does that mean? Like Carrie, Norma, Terry, Mike, Brett, Gala, Clay, of some of the names that are on here, mentioned me in a comment. Why does that get put on us?
So when you go to reply to somebody, it automatically tags the person so that the person gets the notification to let them know, hey, this person commented or responded to you. And then they type in their reply.
How come I didn't know that?
I don't know.
I've never seen that sort of thing before, frankly. But I guess maybe I wasn't looking for it. If you don't look for it, you don't see it. I guess that's a hello, duh. We have still some more comments from people on jury duty. This was started the other day when Jennifer and I was talking about this on the Good Day Download. And then our friend James had an experience where he never got there because he drove an hour and a half and they didn't need him. So they sent him home. No pay. He's got an hour and a half each way of time and how much gasoline. And they basically just tell you, okay, bop off. So who wants to, more people try to get out of jury duty because of the way that it's handled, much as anything else. So we discussed that.
Yeah, especially people who have to, who do not get paid time off, anyone who's not paid for their time off, who are actually not just spending the money and the gas, but losing money to be there.
Yeah, right. Other things, by the way, on the most recent Good Day Download, a focus on the president falling on stage. A lot of people have been talking about that. What did Billy Joel say he was going to retire? I didn't see that, but I'm looking at the. Did you guys talk about
Dunzo,
that?
He announced the end of his Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. That's been going on a long time.
Yeah, and I think it's next summer is when the last show will be.
Huh.
The residency. That was the word I couldn't find.
All right, check out the day-long Good Day Download at gooddayshow.com.
As if Amazon Prime wasn't worth it just for the free shipping and hundreds of movies, thousands of TV shows, and millions of songs on Alexa, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Browse Amazon Warehouse for deeply discounted open box deals on computers, TVs, unlocked phones, lots of returned merchandise, and Amazon Renewed sells refurbished merch. In both cases, like new, and guaranteed replacement or refund for 90 days if your purchase doesn't work as expected. I could not tell that several refurbished items I've bought weren't new. Manufacturers like Apple and Samsung also sell refurbs on their own websites. Most come with a new battery, and they carry a one-year warranty, so they're new to you. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Police in Virginia say two people are dead after a shooting that followed a high school graduation.
Tragically, two of our life-threatening victims have passed away. We still have the same amount of seven total gunshot wound victims.
It happened Tuesday near the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Several others were injured in the panic that followed, including a nine-year-old who was struck by a car. Authorities plan to seek murder charges against a 19-year-old suspect. One other person was taken into custody initially, but police don't believe they were directly involved. There continues to be many questions when it comes to the deaths of 12 horses at Churchill Downs since April. Necropsies on three of the horses have been completed, with results released Monday by the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. There were no questionable pre-race issues or illegal drugs found that would point to a cause of death. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Genius of Brian, Mike, the rest of the members of the Beach Boys and all the great songs. Help me, Rhonda. That's one of my faves. A great summertime song, don't you think? 34.
Any of their music is great summertime.
The surfing stuff.
They are
exactly.
Amazing.
Yep. All right, so let me put you in a good mood, a smile on your face. Here's the thought for the day. I posted this also on my Facebook page. The struggle you're in today is developing the strength you need for tomorrow. How about that for food for thought? Yes?
That is a good one.
Yeah, I thought it was too. All right, so we posted a picture of a Hearst. Well, and then sitting on the back of it and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is it's more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I don't know, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second. All right, Jay? Hold on. You'll figure out the thread here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. And why? What the heck that was all about? Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has, comes from mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what there is at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people... Yeah, well, this is the biggest craze. This is, now, I remember I worked in a cemetery when I was a kid digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole and a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a... My mother was buried in a coffin in a vault. And she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And I think about this all the time. I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar, in a sense? You're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right, what are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
And that's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water, that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins, and they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times what happens on my... I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and yada yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who is my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be... The conversation going with somebody in the family died and they were having him cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, made a lot of sense then. Mm-hmm. And maybe it does now, right?
And I think it also goes with family... I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is... They're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you could become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like, they plant them somewhere and kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Much as anything else. All right, so this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said... he's created a t-shirt that reads, I am compost. That's what the t-shirt reads. I am compost. And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling and the planet. So for those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins and take it. I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn and you're dust? Right? It's just silly. It's yeah. The whole thing about death. There was an ad on, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations had an ad on it. As a matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I'm serious, the guy, the funeral director is on the air, for $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home. That's, you know, I guess.
They have BOGO deals.
Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal on cremation or on getting. That's great. I like that, Jay. All right. So that's enough of that stuff. The International Monetary Fund is on the warpath against the United States, and with fairly good reason. They're focused on the federal debt. The interesting thing is that the International Monetary Fund ought to be thinking about this with regard to everybody. Where the United States goes, so does everybody else. But the focus now is on these higher interest rates, and if we keep them for an extended period of time to supposedly curb inflation, there's going to be a big problem, not only here in our country, but around the world. And you kind of already seen it. Didn't the Fed, when they met the last time, decide not to go up another quarter of a point?
That's what I thought, that they finally kind of put a cap to it for the time being.
Yeah, right. Well, because interest rates have gone down a little bit because, you know, talk to somebody, and I've had this experience myself. In the business that I'm in with this development, we're trying to borrow the money for the first phase of the project. Nobody wants to lend us any money. Nobody. I mean, I shouldn't say no because we got a bank to do it now. But went to banks. The bank I've done business with all my life, don't have any money. Credit unions around, nope, don't have any money. So it's shut everything down. And with that, you're not going to see homes being built. You're not going to see the major. The only thing that has survived through all this is the car business. The car business is still fine. And, you know, it might not be as easy to get, you know, 0%. Interest rate, but you look at all the ads on TV for new cars, 0.9%, 1.1%, the interest to buy the car. So that business is okay, but the rest of the business, the radio business, the national radio business had its worst month last month that it's had since 2010. Worst month in 13 years in terms of advertising and support for commercial radio. That is, you have me, you can listen to all the things on the station you're listening to, but it goes dark if there's no advertising to pay the people who are running the station. Hello, duh. So this is a problem. And the interesting thing about this is that the advertising business is always the first to go. Whenever there's an economic burp, the people who are, whether it's small advertisers or big advertisers, they always cut their advertising budget first, which is one of the most moronic things you can do, given the fact that it's the lifeline, the lifeblood of getting new people into your store.
Yes.
Hello, advertising.
That's
duh.
The money in.
Mm-hmm. Right. I can't afford to advertise. You can't afford not to advertise. So, anyway, I'm looking at some interest on a bank account. People try to get funds into the bank. I saw one that was, most of them around 4.9% now, but I saw one for 5.4% the other day. So anyway, I just thought that this is important. A couple of employees in Georgia say they were fired for breaking company policy when they confronted three thieves and called police to report the robbery. Huh? Video footage shows the thieves grabbing a lot of items And then they were confronted by the employees. And they blocked their exit from this store. And so the employees tried to prevent the thieves from stealing the items. And the police then found the thieves. But a spokesperson for the company said the handbook for personnel includes zero tolerance regarding chasically or physically confronting thieves.
Mm-hmm. A lot of places have that, and they've had that for a very long time.
Really?
Doesn't it seem asinine?
It seems crazy. Yes.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I worked in a clothing store, and that was one of the policies. You could straight up watch somebody put things into their bag, and could not do a thing about it unless you could tell the manager. But until the manager sees it happen, and then at that point, the manager has to go get mall security to intervene. You are not allowed to do a single thing about it.
Bunga, bunga. San Francisco, say it again, Doug, San Francisco DA deciding not to file criminal charges against a Walgreens security guard who shot a shoplifter. The district attorney cited insufficient evidence when announcing the decision. They had surveillance video of the incident along with other footage that said it basically supported her decision to shoot this shoplifter. This is a Walgreens in downtown San Francisco. Huh? Well, the video shows this fellow letting go of somebody else. There's a bag involved in trying to steal from one another. And so there's a gun behind the counter, and the security guard grabs it and shoots the shoplifter. I think of that. It's 10 before the hour. No, actually, it's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only, while supplies last.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The winner of the day, the winner and still champion, is Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here on the Good Day Health program. Dr. Jack brings us all kinds of important information that we pass along through the many channels of information sharing that we have here. Good Day Health brought to you in part by Calitrin, that makes you better. Lose the inches, lose the pounds, get better rest. That's one of the reasons that I take it, actually. But the number one reason for taking it is because it supports you in keeping weight off of your body. There are a lot of things around. I was wondering, Jack, excuse me, because you represent Standard Process at your clinic there in Salt Lake City. Jack is a NUCA chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner, so he's very familiar with all the things around that will help you lose weight, sustain yourself, and that sort of thing. So what is there, excuse me, I have to tell you, I'm going to digress here for a second. There is a plume of smoke that has come down from Canada, and it is covering the Northeast, and it is so thick, it's in my studio, in my house, outside, everywhere. It's not that I can barely breathe, but I can smell it, I can taste it, and this is from 450 miles away.
We had it about 3 weeks ago when the jet stream was dropping down over the Rockies.
We had the same thing.
Oh, yes, it was terrible.
Really?
You look at the sun up in the sky, eyes burning, red.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Jay asked me that, whether over the last night the sunset was red. We had rain last night, so I couldn't tell whether it was or it wasn't. But I'm sitting here trying to focus and concentrate, and I'm thinking, what the heck's the matter with me? And then I remember that story about it, and I wonder what this does. Maybe we can digress a bit here to what this smoke, this acrid smoke, does to your body, to your lungs, especially.
Well, smoke is ash. Smoke is just extremely small particles of ash.
Wow.
So the same thing, you know, when you put out your campfire after you got through with your hamburgers and marshmallows and you got all that gray ash there, that's just very big smoke. And when you have a campfire going on, the smoke that's coming up out of the fire because it doesn't have enough oxygen, so it can't burn hot enough to get rid of all the organic material, a lot of it is left unburned, and that's what's in the form of smoke. Now, when you have these wildfires that are going on, they're so massive that they need massive amounts of oxygen, and they're not getting it. So you have incomplete combustion.
Well, that's how they put them out. That's how they try to smother with water or whatever.
Yep.
That's how you put a fire. That's why they use water to smother the fly. That's like,
well, it does.
Astrology.
It cuts off the oxygen. Right.
Right.
Water.
Astrology.
Water
signs and fire signs never mix very well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
What do you,
people who are Aries,
know about that?
Leos, Sagittarians do not work well with water signs like Scorpio. Just, no.
Well, out here in the mountains where we're camping all the time, we've learned how to make a campfire that does not make smoke, that follows you around regardless of where you're standing around the fire. Well, the same thing is true with just natural fires that occur from either man-made fires or lightning or whatever else. They don't get enough oxygen. They're going to produce tremendous amounts of smoke.
Yes.
And because of the heat of the fire, that smoke goes way, way, way up, 40, 50, 60,000 feet. Can even interfere with air traffic. And that stuff is going to go wherever the prevailing winds, especially the jet stream, will carry it right to you guys. Thank goodness it's not here anymore.
Thanks a lot. All right. There's a landmark peanut allergy skin patch that's around. I wonder what you think about all of this. It's been gone through three various trials combating peanut allergies in children under the age of four. Is this a good idea? What do you think? Is
well, it addresses the immediacy of the allergic reaction, which in some children can be life threatening.
Yeah.
Our approach in the clinic is to find out why, and it's almost always because of the gut. And when we can heal the walls of the gut, which is not that difficult of a process using the GAPS process, GAPS, we can usually get rid of an awful lot of allergic reactions. The problem, the thing that causes an allergy is when you get a protein across the barrier in the gut into the bloodstream. The only thing that causes allergies is a protein in the bloodstream. But there's a big difference between food allergies and food sensitivities.
Yeah.
But
it's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.